This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour, the Greg Hill Morning Show, live from Encore Boston Harbor Casino and the brand new WynnBET Sports Bar. Brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros, needco.com.
And now,
a dirt bike was built for the city.
It was built for dirt.
No, no, but you could drive it in the city.
Be curious, not judgmental.
You, sir, are fraudulent.
No. Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
May not even be safe. Probably not for your workers, even.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
Just disregard that.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The
Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
All right.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive?
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill, and he's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
This is Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, how are you guys? Everybody doing good?
Yeah, what's up, Chuck?
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
That's what I love about Halloween. I don't really get the chance to do it in my neighborhood because I don't have one of those neighborhoods. But that's the one thing I miss about living in like a city type or a close-knit neighborhood. I love scaring the kids.
I did not think that that was going that way. I love seeing the costumes.
The decoration.
No, I love dressing up.
There's nothing like it. When they pee their pants, it's fantastic.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
He directs field officers to, quote, wear a pink or red, I don't know what, cockade?
Huh?
Cockade?
What is it?
To help distinguish the officers.
What is the spelling on that?
C-O-C-K-A-D-E.
A cockade.
Yeah.
Okay. A pink
or
red.
We have two fresh ones. Wiggy, you want to give that a shot?
And behind the glass.
The Ken and Curtis Show.
Our own Statler and Waldorf.
They are co-hosts.
Ken and Curtis.
I've been totally and completely convinced that Ken has the right people on the job. So he's going to fix it today, I heard.
Maybe he could focus on that. Focus on fixing
it. He's busy.
That.
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
You don't know how to download an app.
I have downloaded.
He knows how to eat one.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You massholes!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it.
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On Sports Radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Let's get down to business.
Business. Greg didn't pick up the tab.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Gregory?
Welcome to the casino. We are at the Encore Boston Harbor, and I can say of all the places I've been early in the morning, and that's been many, I have never been in a casino.
That's shocking to me.
At 6 in the morning.
Not
really?
In Vegas?
Never. No, not in Vegas. Not in.
Wow.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah, definitely.
You were probably on some kind of a casino boat, kind of a riverboat casino.
Yeah, that would be pretty special.
When you played for the Vikings.
Maybe not.
Mm-hmm. But there is a brand new WynnBET Sports Bar here at the Encore Boston Harbor, and we are bringing you the entire show from here this morning. That includes the leads coming up in about a half an hour or so at 6:30, and the dumbest of the day today at 7:30. We will get the news from Courtney coming up at 7:45, and we'll be joined here at the Encore Boston Harbor by the next mayor of the city of Boston, Councilor Anissa Asabi George, who will be here around 9:15.
Wow. I hope she reads the Globe this morning, because my Lanta, they are already going all in on Asabi George.
Really?
Yes. Boston missed its moment. Voters were lazy. Asabi George got $450,000 from the chairman of New Balance, who's a known conservative, and I think she skipped school when she was in the third grade.
I thought the call was for unity.
Correct.
Weren't we calling for unity? So is it not a good thing if Mr. Davis, who is the, I assume that's who you're referring
yes.
to, who is the chair at New Balance, wants to donate money to a Democrat? Isn't that, I thought that would be a great thing. I don't understand that.
I don't understand, but.
Right.
She won? She won last
year? There was a, they found an additional 100,000 votes.
Somewhere. Talk about a leap. Wasn't she in like fourth place?
I could not,
that's pretty impressive.
I can't figure it out because it was shifting. It was fluid yesterday, so I don't know. but it is her and Michelle Wu who will advance to the election in November. Hmm. So we'll get to ask her all of our questions. You'll get to ask her all of your questions. She will be here at the Encore Boston Harbor sometime around 9:15 or so on the show today. And apparently, I don't know if we have time at the start of the show, but apparently Courtney has some sort of a bone to pick with Ken, which is...
It's actually with Ken and you.
With Ken and with I.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, so let's get it. Can we get into it, Ken? Do we have time?
Wow.
I think we're up against it, but go ahead.
Okay. Interesting. So last night, I'm just sitting on my couch, uh-huh. enjoying a nice evening.
Yeah.
Santa was still at work, so I'm just alone on my couch.
On your couch.
I get a text from a former colleague of mine at NESN, who is here at the Wynn.
At the Wynn, okay.
For the opening party with Mr. Jermaine Wiggins.
Uh-huh, okay. Oh, yeah, with Wiggy. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Mr. Jermaine Wiggins.
Oh, there was an opening party here last night?
Yeah, there was.
Oh.
Well, because I know Wiggy would never do this to me.
Yeah, okay.
And she said, oh, you're not coming tonight? Wiggy said that you are at a fancy party.
Oh.
And I said... Nope, on my couch, sent a photo.
Wow.
Wiggy was told by Mr. Ken that I was going to Ernie Bach Jr.'s house last night for a party, and that's why I didn't get the invite here.
Oh.
I also was not invited by you to Ernie Bach Jr.'s party.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So I just got the double no invite.
Unbelievable.
Ken,
that.
Did you and I have any kind of a conversation at any point that indicated that Courtney was attending Wine, Watches, and Wheels last night?
We didn't. That was just an assumption. And I didn't control the invite to the Encore. That's a set. That's an Encore operation.
As management?
Throwing under the bus the guy you replaced.
Yeah, wow. This is unbelievable. It's getting worse.
I can't invite you. What can I do?
Well, you know what, Courtney? You know, I mean, I've been in your shoes before, so I understand how you're feeling.
We talk about it every day.
Right? But there was everybody from management was at the Wynn event last night.
Yeah.
So the fact that Ken, you know, clearly didn't give you the invite, or if it comes from his head, I don't know who put the list together.
How can I invite you to somebody else's party? Like, I can't invite people to your wedding. How could I invite you to the Encore last night?
You are spreading misinformation.
Good call.
Also.
I feel like Ken may be uninvited from the wedding after this incident.
Last night, yesterday after the show, I was just sitting around looking at everybody hopeless. Can somebody invite me to something?
But I thought you and Greg, like, rolled deep.
Right,
like,
that's what I assumed.
You know? Yeah, that's what my assumption was when they were asking, like, everybody knew Greg was at Ernie's, but they were like, where's Courtney? And I was just like, oh, she's at Ernie Box, because I know y'all roll deep.
I have rolled deep with you as well.
Yeah, but I mean, Ernie, when Courtney came on, there was a party at Ernie's, you know, auto salon.
Which you were invited
to. Yeah, which I was invited to. But the party.
Which Ken was invited to.
The party was for Courtney. So I thought you, Ernie, and Courtney had this special relationship.
No.
And when we found out that Ernie is the PD, that Courtney was his number one choice.
No.
I was like, oh, she's over there.
There is nothing like that.
But I had a lovely evening alone on my couch. I wiped away a few tears.
Hopefully you got to catch up on some television.
I did.
All right, good.
I mean, that's brilliant from our show, right? The only person anybody actually wants to meet was nowhere to be found.
Right.
And it was a bad look, right?
Right.
Everybody else is here.
That is a great point. All right, well, We would love it if you would stop by and say hello this morning at the casino. We're going to be able to offer you free breakfast. And, you know, one of my rules to live by is that any day in which you obtain a free meal, it has been a successful day. So thanks to Shake Shack and to Frank and Nick's, which is the pizza joint here at the WynnBET Sports Bar. You can stop by this morning, say hello, and perhaps gamble a little bit while you're here, play the slots. Wiggy, are you you a slot guy?
I am a big gambler. No, I'm not a slot guy.
I'm guessing you're probably a craps guy.
I prefer street craps, but I'll play
street craps.
Craps here. I'm more of a blackjack guy.
That's what
than
Ken
anything.
Had last night after partying here.
But my wife, she loves the slots.
What's the game where you both flip over a card at the same time and one wins?
Is that three cards? No, is that two card Monty?
I don't know.
Gin Rummy.
No, is it something like
war?
War. Yeah. They have a war here.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it looks so fun.
Yeah. Don't tell Michelle Wu that.
Yeah, that needs to be rebranded. You can't call a game war anymore. We need some sort of a
highest card.
Some kind of a passive aggressive name for that game now. All right. Well, anyway, whatever it is that you play, you can play it here. And we have got to get to Ken and what is trending right now.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now brought to you by Mike's Hard Lemonade Seltzer. It's the only hard lemonade seltzer made by hard lemonade experts. Available at Caffey's, Route 1 in Malden. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois. Beautiful place
by the
down
way,
there. Beautiful.
It's gorgeous. You were here last night, Ken?
Yes, I was.
I mean, it's probably too late, but I would make your reservation for Sunday night, week four, right now.
Yeah, this is spectacular.
Trying to figure out where you're going to watch that game, I would make your reservation and watch it right here.
Some nice VIP seats.
It's beautiful. The setup in here is you have these VIP, essentially like booths where, you know, you and six of your friends, if you could find six friends, can plant yourself, eat great food, have some drinks, and watch the Patriots beat up on Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
This is going to be the place. The second you can bet on anything.
I mean,
look at this room. It's unbelievable. It reminds me of the old ESPN zone in Times Square.
I don't even bet, but I'm so ready for betting to be legal in Massachusetts so I can start doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and
well,
I'm not
the problem with it. Ken said this yesterday.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm ready.
Salivating.
Scratching and itching. Yeah. I got to, like, you know, I feel like a crackhead who needs some crack, and that crack is betting.
Wiggy just tried to lay $50 down with me that Anissa Asabi George doesn't show until 9:30 this morning.
Oh, I like that.
That's how desperate he is to gamble.
Or at all. She's friends with Marty. I mean, let's be honest. Pat's injury report yesterday had tackle Trent Brown on there and Kyle Van Noy as well. They both missed Wednesday practice. Big game against the Jets. I mean, you mentioned the game, the week four game, Greg. Got to win this one. You don't want to be 0-3 with Brady coming to town. Big day today with Michael Irvin and Ian Rappaport on Gresh and Keefe. Front office report with us at 9 a.m. with Sam Kennedy. Looking forward to that. And the Red Sox get a much-needed win. 6 runs in the 10th yesterday, Greg, to earn that series win over the Mariners. 9-4 the final at T-Mobile Park. RBI hits in the 10th from J.D. Martinez, Kyle Schwarber, and Christian Vasquez.
Well, that's all you guys have been asking for from this Red Sox team is to win the series. So,
yep,
they do it again. That's good.
3-3 on the road swing, and that keeps them tied with the Jays and the Yankees atop the wild card standings. New York beat Baltimore, Toronto beat Tampa. 14 games left. Off day today. 8-game homestand opens tomorrow with Baltimore in town. And
Curtis, you know what would make baseball more interesting?
What's that?
If the virtual tie continues. I don't think it's ever been done before, I'm pretty sure. I'm not a baseball guy. A 3-team play-in game.
All in the same field.
Yes. What do you
just
think?
Figure
what,
it out.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I love it.
Like, if somebody subs in every other inning, one team.
It's like Anchorman when the competing stations meet.
I mean, how interesting would that be for the game of baseball?
I love it. Sam will be all in.
All right. Work on that if you can, Ken.
Toronto wins because Canada's got socialism, so they know how to work that. Week two tonight, Washington hosts the New York Giants. We join Westwood One's coverage 7:30 after Mud at Night with Tom E. Curran joining Mud. Leads on the way on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The Craig Hill Show on EEI.
If you want to make a move, then you better come in. It's just ability, the reason that we're so thin. Living and dying and the stories that are true. Secret to a collapse, knowing when you're through.
Black coat, white shoes, red hair, Cadillac.
Yeah, the boys are time bomb.
Well, we are coming to you this morning from the WynnBET Sports Bar at the Encore Boston Harbor Casino. And Ken, correct me if I'm wrong, but other than the Jimmy Fund and Fenway Park, this is the first live show since the pandemic started, right?
Well, we did have Ordway's farewell party.
When is that? Is that
that's coming up next month?
Oh, did I miss that? Yep. Oh, all right. Shoot.
I don't think you were invited to that one.
No, we went to the wrong Johnny's. We went to the West End one.
What do I do with my gift? Can I return that? How does that work?
I would still send it.
You would still send the gift? Okay. All right. Well, it's great to be here, and of course, obviously, I know everybody's busy. Everybody is. Well, does everybody have work? Some people have work. If you'd like to stop by, we would love to see you this morning. We'll be here till 10. We will get to today's leads momentarily, and then at 7:30, the dumbest of the day. Before that, though, I believe Curtis told me that he would like to call for a douche move ruling, and we can do that at 7.
You want okay, to okay. Good. I think so, everybody's going to agree that this person is a douche.
All right.
Was it based on last night?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Are you going to be pissed about that all morning?
No, I'll get over it.
Let me tell you this. Everybody on the show has a standing invitation to attend any Greg Hill Foundation event. I don't feel like I'm very busy. I don't know if you know that or not. I don't feel like I can. I don't feel like I have the time to issue some kind of a special invite every time there's an event. You're always invited. So whether it's Wine Watches and Wheels last night, which was an extraordinary event, we had a great time at Ernie's Auto Salon.
That green car was sick.
All those cars but he debuted. He actually just purchased a brand new car and debuted it. You have too much money if you're having a charity event and you can buy a brand new old automobile for it. You know, that's too much money.
Well, that's
how did he finance that?
He put it. I think it's like a 10-year thing. Yeah. He put it out over 10 years.
Layaway.
But anyway, you're always invited to any event. For instance, since we're here, I will mention that we rescheduled the Cornhole 2.0 tournament because of the horrendous hurricane that we had a month ago. To October 3rd. So that's on
Saturday.
Brady Day. It's on Brady Day. It's on Sunday.
Oh, you're doing it on Sunday?
Isn't the 3rd, isn't that the Sunday?
Yes.
Wait, don't confuse me. Okay. It's on that day, Brady Day, here, out of doors, at the casino.
Wow.
Now, because of the reschedule, it was sold out previously, but because of the reschedule, we now have, I think, an additional 25 teams or something that are available. So if you'd like to join me and whoever else will be here, everybody's invited, even you, Courtney. If you'd like to join any of us here for that, you could go to thegreghillfoundation.org and just look under events, and you'll be able to get a team in the Cornhole tournament. All right? What is the tolerance level for a Scott from Weymouth call? I don't believe he's been on yet this week. We did reverse the lifetime ban. Are you feeling like this is a good time to have him on?
Get it out of the way before people start driving to work.
All right. then let's go ahead and say hello to Scott. Hi, Scott.
Greg, show, good morning. And I'm sorry if my phone sticks. It's only a $200 phone. Not all of us buy $1,000 phones. I hope I'm coming in. I was just getting major what I would define as double feedback.
Scott,
I was hearing two shows.
Yes. Scott, your phone, it does suck. Are you in? Where are you, Greg?
Don't dump me, please.
I probably won't dump you, but are you still living in your mom's home?
Do you want the truth or a lie?
No, I want the truth.
All right, here's the truth.
Yes, yes or no?
To Howell.
I know, but no. Where are you? I'm just wondering about signal. Are you currently living in your mom's home?
I'm living in Weymouth. I'll give my
okay.
Now, the reason is I'm waiting to move to Howell because the prices will come down in November.
Oh, wow, it's the winter months. I'm smart, Greg.
I'm smarter than you think. Don't dump me before my take, please.
Okay, you're the first person.
You're on Encore Casino, huh?
By the way, I could get in there, brother.
By the way, Scott,
you are the first person, and I'm excited about this, who I have heard predict a decline in real estate prices in the coming months. I'm very,
Greg,
very excited.
Common sense. I nailed Odyssey stock. I'm winning in that.
I'm sure you are.
94 cents. You better. I'll tell you what. Next time you're up for contract negotiations, follow me on stock options. I'm telling you. I'm kidding. I'm not.
All right.
So you're at Encore.
Yes.
Now, listen. Let's talk blackjack. I have a quick question. I'm a quiz for you. I play too much gambling. Probably. Uh-huh. My mother's dealt. All right, Greg, you're playing blackjack. Ready?
Yeah.
You get dealt an ace and a deuce.
Uh-huh.
And this is the toughest situation. I know exactly what to do. You have an ace and a
deuce. What is the dealer showing? I have an eight and a two. What's the dealer showing?
An ace and a two.
I have an ace and a two. What is the dealer showing?
A two. What do you do?
I hit it. I hit it all day long. I may even double down on that. I might double down on that.
No. See, you were right and you're wrong. No, you hit it.
Hit it.
Listen, here's the rule. You always hit an ace deuce versus a deuce three.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Scott knows deuces.
He knows douches.
Blackjack 101.
Yes, he knows. Yes, he does. Courtney, do you gamble at all? Or?
I don't really gamble that much, to be honest. Uh-huh. I just don't know how to play. I need to learn how to.
So what do you play if you do gamble?
I do like
Keno.
War.
Oh, that's it. So you don't really
and,
do
and
slots.
And when I tell you war
you
is exhilarating.
What no. War is exhilarating
it
for
is.
You?
It is. Yeah.
Why?
Because you have such good chances to win big.
Yeah.
You do.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know which game has the better odds.
That would be,
I believe. Of course, Wiggy knows.
Yeah, I believe it. As a jammer once told me this before. I believe it is, I want to say roulette.
No, not roulette.
Yeah, I think it's either roulette.
It's blackjack or craps if
no,
you play
no.
well.
I believe it's roulette or craps that give the best odds for you to win.
Did you win any money last night?
No. I didn't gamble last night. I need time when I gamble because when I sit down, I might still be gambling right now. You would be looking for me.
Actually, Wiggy, I just Googled it.
Yeah.
Roulette, house edge from 1.35%, craps 1.4%. So it's right near the top.
Yeah, roulette
is. Not 5% house edge.
Okay. Well, I'm reading. I just Googled it. It doesn't lie to me usually.
Yeah, I think it's roulette, Ken. Roulette,
it
I think.
Is not.
Okay.
By the way, when Wiggy sits down at a table, it only takes him 5 minutes to clear the entire table. He's known as a table clearer.
Yeah, right? I like playing by myself. I don't like playing with Scribinis like you that sit at third base and hit on De La Show on four, De La Show on five. Those guys generally get beat up at the table, whether
they wear
glasses or not.
Wiggy goes through dealers like you read about. They're just like, okay, I'm done. Next.
This is Bobby, who is calling from.
Super Bowl ring.
Bobby's calling from New Bedford. Hello, Bobby.
Snowball.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's up, Bobby?
What's up, guys? I'm not calling from New Bedford. I'm calling from Dorchester.
Oh, okay. It says New Bedford on the call screen. I don't know why. So my sincere apologies.
Oh, yeah. Well, I live there. I work in Dorchester, though.
Okay.
So I want to talk to Wiggy. Wiggy, yeah. If I come there, I'm at work right now. In my work truck, but if I come there, I want us to play blackjack, and I'll give us $500 each.
Whoa! What do you think about that?
Wow! How much do I get to keep if I win for you? What's my percentage?
Well, I'm going to give you $500, and I'm going to keep $500 for myself. So whatever you want to do with it. If you win, you win. If you lose, you lose.
Ooh, I like this.
You like it?
It's like a lawyer when you're going to do a class action lawsuit, right? Hey, if you don't win, you don't pay me. I like it. Come on down.
All right.
Let's sit at blackjack. Let's do it.
All right, come down.
Yeah, if you don't win, then you're all set. You don't win. But if right. you do win, then you keep whatever you win.
Right. I like it.
Well, I like that.
Bobby, we'll see you later.
I appreciate that, man.
All right. We are at the brand-new WynnBET Sports Bar, which is now officially open at the Encore Boston Harbor Casino. And if you stop down this morning, we will have breakfast to give to you. Shake Shack is here, actually right here in the WynnBET Sports Bar, as is Frank and Nick's, a pizza joint. So,
and I saw Mutt walking around somewhere.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Excellent. Did he look like he was on a heater or no?
He's never found a heater.
Okay, he hasn't. All right. We have got to get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for
Let it breathe for a minute because I think I know it. It's from the 70s, I believe. Is it from the 70s,
no,
Ken?
No.
It's from the 90s. Is it Kid Rock?
No.
I've been horrible lately when it comes to guessing what the lead is. Who is that?
This is the Black Crowes. We were at Mansfield last night.
Oh, weren't you going to go to that show?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, we had the big night at the Encore, so I couldn't make it. That's fine. That's right. Loved our night last night. That's a good song. That's Thorn in My Pride. And they played all the Shake Your Moneymakers album last night.
And can you isolate Ken saying Shake Your Moneymaker, please? It's something he has not said. Last time he said that, he was at the Foxy Lady with a bunch of engineers, a bunch of horny engineers.
Looking at a bunch of foxes.
Are both of the brothers, both of the Robinson brothers, getting along and in that band?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah. Big night for music last night in Boston. Well, Machine Gun Kelly was also in town.
Machine Gun Kelly played last night also.
I wish I had known that. I would have gone to that concert.
Oh, really? You weren't invited to that also, huh? Your stock is really falling.
I don't know
what happened.
I gotta take a hard look in the mirror.
All right, Ken, you want to begin with your lead this morning?
Sure. And I would like to revisit something Ty Law said with Wiggy a couple days ago on the show, which I think is interesting, especially with the Jets this weekend. Keep in mind the Jets signed Corey Davis in the offseason. Pretty good receiver. 3 years, $38 million. And the Patriots went cheap. 2 years for Nelson Agholor, 3 years for Kendrick Bourne, but only $20 million, $15 million respectively. So here was the exchange, if you missed it, between Wiggy and Ty, discussing what would happen if Brady were still on the team.
Like, if Tom's on this team this year, this team's a Super Bowl team.
If you say if Tom Brady was on this team, a Super Bowl.
This team right here, with the talent that they have this year on this team, the two tight ends, the receivers, the defense.
Okay, who are we throwing it to, the receiver?
He throwing it to Agholor and Kendrick Bourne.
Who?
And John Smith.
Who?
Hunter Henry.
Ooh,
come on, man. They talented on
offense. I'm like, look, I mean, you got to prove something, Wig.
Now, good exchange there. I mean, I think you do have to consider, Greg, Ty's point that maybe even if Mac turns into the quarterback you want him to be in his rookie year and defies expectation, maybe they're still not good enough. Did they go too cheap at receiver? I mean,
wow.
I mean, I think Ty's making an interesting point.
So now they ain't good.
I mean, you're talking about a bunch of veteran guys who ought to be able to get open and catch the football.
Right. You're talking about a receiver core that is Nelson Agholor, Kendrick Bourne. You know, Jacoby Myers has kind of emerged from last year when it was Bird, N'Keal Harry, and Myers still trying to make his way. And then you throw in Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. I don't see how you – I know Ty is saying that, but I kind of like, Ty, they got to – pretty good offense. And if you had Brady, I mean, you won Super Bowls with me, Troy Brown, you know, David Patton, Givens, Branch. I mean, we were kind of similar players to some of the guys that we're talking about now. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ken. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, guys. So my dad let me know last night that he sold week one tickets, which he does from time to time, that are season tickets, and he could not get the asking price of just face value on the tickets.
Not a good sign.
And this has been an issue around. There's a Ticketmaster, I guess, with the Patriots. That's their partner. Mm. And you can post your season tickets, and people get the chance to buy them. Well, that led me to check on the Patriots-Bucks Week 4 ticket demand. As you remember, that was north of $1,000 to get in, like the upper nosebleeds. This morning, you can get in for $500.
Really?
So, wow. A, I would say pretty good investment, not to sound like Scott from Weymouth, but I might pick up one or two of those because if the Pats win the next two games, you'll get a pretty penny for it. And what does that say about the team? What does that say about the genuine interest? I think the TV rating probably was massive because people are interested to see, but I think also they're not invested both financially and emotionally in the way they used to be. So you're not getting into the stadium because I have to see this game. I'll watch it, and then I'm going to run some errands if it's not a good game, whatever. So it is, I think, slightly it's got to be something that I know Robert and Jonathan Kraft are paying attention to. Is the interest still there? Is it waning? If they go to 1-3 after week four against Brady, is there going to be the just the floor falls out of
the season? Well, I don't know if you've heard or not. Ken will tell you again if necessary. There are several new variants around. So I don't know if you have heard. Have you heard of the Moo variant by any chance?
I don't think that has anything to do with
I would say the stadium ended up being full.
You don't think that has anything to do with it at all?
Having been a guy that was pie-eyed at Gillette Stadium far too many times, I don't think people there care about the variant.
I don't know.
I didn't think that. I thought that there would be a lot of interest as far as.
Well, you said it was the most anticipated season.
You would think it would be after after everything that happened last year.
Derek, the Steelers fan, did call this.
Yes, he did.
He said that there's going to be no interest after a week one loss and that ticket sales are going to plummet.
But they're selling out, though.
Yeah.
There's still tickets right now for week four.
Very interesting, Curtis. Courtney, hello.
Hello, good morning. Something that I would like to circle back on from the Olympics, because yesterday Simone Biles testified in front of members of Congress about how the FBI mishandled the Larry Nassar case. She spoke alongside Ali Raisman, a local here in Massachusetts, Michaela Maroney, as well as others. We have audio of what Simone Biles said.
The scars of this horrific abuse continue to live with all of us. As the lone competitor in the recent Tokyo Games who was a survivor of this horror, I can assure you that the impacts of this man's abuse are not ever over or forgotten. The announcement in the spring of 2020 that the Tokyo Games were to be postponed for a year meant that I would be going to the gym, to training, to therapy, living daily among the reminders of this story for another 365 days. That has proven to be an exceptionally difficult burden for me to carry. Particularly when required to travel to Tokyo without the support of any of my family. I am a strong individual and I will persevere, but I never should have been left alone to suffer the abuse of Larry Nassar.
So there you have it. So all the people that were wondering, did Simone Biles do this because she wanted more pub, if she didn't feel like she was doing her best with her athleticism, and it had something to do with that, and then she came back. This is a girl who gave her all, was battling some serious demons that I can't even imagine, and then was able to come back and compete at the end of the Olympics. I think this puts it to bed. And I know Curtis and I were on the same page when it came to this during the Olympics. This puts it to bed. You listen to her testimony, you listen to Ali Raisman, you listen to Michaela Maroney. They were mishandled from start to finish by USA Gymnastics and the FBI. So I listened to that yesterday. I have goosebumps right now re-listening to it.
It's horrendous. Why the FBI didn't do the investigation that they should have done is dereliction of duty in the utmost way. That they were probably too busy trying to scrounge up details on some kind of Russian dossier, but to not investigate what was going on there when they were telling them about it is shameful. Larry Nassar ought to be executed.
Yes.
The guy is a evil.
Nah, that's too easy for him.
Evil animal.
That's too easy. Roman population.
He is despicable. I don't even want to call him a human being. And those that covered it up, knew what was going on, heard about it within the institution that is USA Gymnastics, ought to be removed and held accountable.
Those are the ones. You're right, Gray. The USA Gymnastics,
I believe the guy who ran it has finally stepped down, yes, or whatever. But everybody else, anybody else who knew about, they got a, they need a clean sweep.
The worst part is they were told what was going on. The FBI didn't do anything. And then more girls were abused for the first time after that. So if the FBI did their job, Larry Nassar wouldn't have been put on that. I think they said they were delivering children on a silver platter to a pedophile. Oh, disgusting.
It's unbelievable. For 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how does anybody, I know the FBI gets a lot of bad stuff, I'm sure. They have all people that do bad things. But how does anybody that has any semblance of a heartbeat read that story and say, oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. All right, thank you, Courtney.
You're welcome.
There is good news for men this morning who have been vaccinated because a full investigation has been conducted in Trinidad. After Nicki Minaj shared a story of a friend of her cousin's who became impotent after getting the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, the health minister in Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Terence Dialse, was able to announce that he has found no indication that anyone in Trinidad who received the vaccine had swollen testicles. Here's the announcement.
What was sad about this is that it wasted our time yesterday trying to track down, because we take all these claims seriously, whether it's on social media or mainstream media. As we stand now, there is absolutely no reported such side effect or adverse event of testicular swelling in Trinidad, or I dare say, none that we know of anywhere else in the world.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Wow. So did they ask to see?
So it's the first case.
Did they ask to see, or you just had to report?
They conducted an investigation of all of the testicles in Trinidad and Tobago, just to be
Well, maybe this was the first case. Clearly, the guy's balls swole up.
No, it's not clear. I think Nicki Minaj wasted everybody's time, Wiggy. That's
what happened. Then you don't, she's telling a lie, then?
She wasted their time. They had some kind of a barbecue on the beach scheduled or something.
Well, on this show, we still have one more. If he were to get vaccinated, we could find out if maybe
I'm not going to be one of those test dummies I'm not gonna
well, I'm saying if you get the vaccine,
testicular
then
dummy, I'm not gonna
you'll
be,
have
I'm
to
not,
tell us what happens.
Yes, I will.
Thank
yes,
you.
Maybe they shot him in the nuts by accident.
That might have been what happened.
I don't think so.
That is great news this morning. All right, those are today's leads.
Jermaine Wiggins.
Unbelievable.
That's all right.
Oh, I forgot you. How did I forget you? You're seated right to my left.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
That's okay. Okay.
We saved the best for last.
Yo, Mayans was. It
how
was,
did I forget Wiggy?
Wow.
What is, I don't know. Why did
strength
I jump ahead
two
like that?
Well, I think the Courtney's lead just was so
it was
passionate.
You got caught
in that moment.
I got caught up in that moment.
Well, my lead is simple and quick. The last time
Cam Newton's good.
And that's good. my wife, she never says that, though. But the last time the Patriots went 0-2, because I'm looking at this game, and we talk about must-win games, and we obviously, Ken said Miami was their biggest game, and they stumbled on that one. But the last time they went 0-2, 2001. Now, we all know what happened that season. But I don't think we're in the same type of, when I look at this Patriots football team, I don't think we're in the same type of mindset, because no one expected the 2001 Patriots team to do anything. So if you're watching this game, this is, and I know we say every week is a must-win, but this game is so critical, because you are playing another division game. You are playing the Jets, a team that you should beat. And you do not want to go 1-3 heading into Tampa Bay.
0-2 in the division.
0-2 in the division.
And the last time they went 0-2, they lost to the Jets in week 2.
Right. And so when you look at this game, and you look at just what we talked about, Mac Jones' performance from week 1, now he has to continue that in week 2. This is the perfect game for them to go out there offensively, put up 28 points, and go, okay, here's a team that we know can put points on the board and is back in it. If you lose this game, I'm telling you, you talked about the fan interest going downhill. I don't even think it's going to go downhill. I think the fans are going to be really, really upset on what's going on. I know I will be if they lose week 2 against the Jets.
All right, Wiggy, thank you.
You
great
got it.
Lead. Glad we saved that for last.
You got it.
Leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Welcome to Adventure Elevated in the all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. We are coming to you from the WynnBET Sports Bar this morning at the Encore Boston Harbor Casino. Quick reminder, speaking of the Patriots, tomorrow morning, Devin McCourty will join us on a Patriots Friday. Today, Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy coming up at 9.
The Sox hang on in the AL East with a win over the Mariners.
The Red Sox win the series 2-1. They remain in the virtual tie for the wild card lead. The final, Boston 9 and Seattle 4.
With a night off, the boys look to regroup as the O's make their way to Fenway.
Fair ball hit on the line. It'll at least score two.
Tomorrow night, Sox and O's. Pre-game 6:10, first pitch 7:10.
On your exclusive home for Red Sox baseball.
WEEI.
1, 2, 3, USA!
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hey, lady, you got the love I need. Maybe more than enough. Oh, darling, darling, darling. Walk wild with me. Oh, you got so much, so much, so much.
WynnBET Sports Bar, brand new here at the Encore Boston Harbor Casino, and I feel lost without the Twitch chat here on location. I won't be able to respond to the Twitch people this morning, so my apologies to the Twitchers.
Eamon's got it, though.
I did encounter Jetty last night from the Twitch chat.
Oh.
Was at the Wine Watches and Wheels event.
Oh, she got an invite, huh?
He. I tried to have him. I
Big
tried
spender.
To, tried
oh,
to,
that's his girlfriend.
I tried to have him kicked out. But
Miss Lady J, is that
no,
his
no,
girlfriend?
No, what they
you,
don't
please
date.
Please don't. That's scurrilous. I believe they're both with other significant others.
Oh, okay. Okay, how maybe I
you?
Met both of them at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, I think you did.
Okay.
Yes, I believe that you
Lady
did.
Jade and Juddy.
Yes, I believe that is the way that okay. worked. So, however, you can watch this program on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEI, or you can stream it at WEEI.com if you cannot listen on the radio, and you can download the Odyssey app, and then you can listen to us from wherever you are. Coming up after 7... it pains me to do this, but some interesting audio from Tom E. Curran in which he suggests that Tom Brady stole something on the way out of the door here in New England, Curtis. So,
Bill's balls?
We will get to that coming up.
Were they swollen?
Speaking of Bill, Monday is a Patriots Monday. Bill Belichick will join us at 6:30. And for those who have been asking, Boomer Esiason will be back on Monday.
What?
Yes, sir.
Breaking news.
And Boomer will join us at 8:30.
Boomer!
On Monday's show. So.
Ken gets promoted. I find the news out on the air.
That is coming up on Monday. However, this is Alex, who is on the phone right now. Alex, good morning.
Dale here.
What's up,
that was really well done, actually.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
What's up, Alex?
I was rehearsing it all week. Yeah, whatever. Greg, how you doing, guy?
Great.
Food's good, everybody, at the casino?
Yeah, I mean, it's coming to life. There are some who are here gambling and having fun, but it's coming to life over here. So,
all right, very good, very good. Hey, I wanted to share a quick story. I used to work in Martha's Vineyard, right? Tom Brady, don't give crap on the guy. I worked on a private jet at Martha's Vineyard Airport. I literally took the wheel chalk off this guy's private jet one time, and I turn around. He's on his Tim Tebow knee, give me $100. The
really?
Most beautiful smile in the world. He's wearing a jacket, and it's the middle of July. It was emotional, beautiful.
All right. You're getting Curtis all excited over
call
here.
Me next time. Jeez.
Yeah. Alex, all right, thank you.
Tom Brady, man.
Big tipper.
Did you see what he had to say about young quarterbacks?
No.
Oh, he gave a lot of credit to the young quarterbacks right now and said, I'll be forgotten soon.
Wow.
He said something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's a lie then.
So that's to credit to Mac Jones, I guess.
That's Tom Brady lying.
He said
best.
Mac Jones' name.
90% of what he says is a lie.
He did say Mac. He uttered the name Mac Jones.
Yes.
All right.
So
well,
progress.
We're making progress.
Yeah.
Obviously, his departure therapy from New England is going well. So do you think he'll acknowledge the New England region by name at any point? So,
no.
Yeah, he'll say he's in Foxborough.
Okay, what about the...
He enjoyed his time in New England.
What about the word Patriot or Patriots? Will he ever say that?
No, because that's kind of... You get canceled if you say you're a Patriot
okay,
now.
All right.
He'll say that they want me back.
Yeah.
I know that for sure.
Do you think he and Bill will hug any type of handshake pre or post game?
That's a great question.
I think they will.
I'm Tom Brady.
I think he'll go up to Kraft. Maybe Bill might be a little bit more. That is one of them. That means one of them has to make their way to the other guy.
But after the game, when everybody comes together?
Oh, after the game?
Yeah.
If Bill loses, you know, he tends to kind of shake hands and get the hell out of it the same way with Tom.
But you know what we will have? You remember when Clemens came back when he was with the Blue Jays or the Yankees?
Uh-huh.
And every strikeout, he looked up to Dan Duquette
Toronto,
up in the
yeah.
suite. I think you'll have Brady, touchdown pass, stare at the sideline, look up to Robert and Jonathan like, this is what you're missing out
okay.
on.
You think so?
Definitely.
You don't think that there will be some sort of interaction pregame on the field between Bill and Tom?
I
think there will. Do you think when Ty Law was in here on Tuesday and he said that he really believes the two of them love each other, you don't buy what Ty Law is saying?
I don't know about love each other.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I think they respect each other, right? I think they definitely respect each other for what they've been able to accomplish. But I think the thing is that Brady now is at a point where he's won, right? He's won a Super Bowl without Bill. Mm-hmm. So he kind of feels like he's the man. And I don't know if Bill's necessarily going to kind of buy into that with Tom. And it seems like, I don't know, it just seems like Tom is at the point where he's letting us all know it was more him than it was Bill.
I just, you know, we talk an awful lot about the guy that he is or has become or always was and had to hide or whatever. That comment yesterday is so passive aggressive. I'll be forgotten soon. It is like,
Even when he's self-deprecating?
He doesn't believe that.
Curtis, it is like Courtney saying to Santo, do I look fat in this dress?
Yeah, you always say no. Males.
So if Tom Brady said yesterday.
It is fishing for a compliment.
Yes.
You guys sound like the most jaded ex-lovers.
Facts all day.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll be forgotten soon.
Right.
I'm just Tom Brady. Oh, no, Tom. No, you'll never be forgotten.
You're the GOAT.
Passive aggressive.
So, Greg, if he had said, I'm a legend forever, no one will ever forget who I am, you'd be praising him for being what?
Don't get triggered. If he just said, if he just said, hey, there's some great new quarterbacks, can't wait to watch them play,
right.
I'd be great with that.
You don't need to make it about yourself.
You don't have to throw in there, I'll be forgotten soon, so that everybody rushes to tell you that you won't.
It's like, I need somebody to pat me on the back. I don't really want to do it myself, but hey, you know what? They're going to forget me one day. How are we going to forget you, Tom? You're the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. We have conversations. Are you the greatest athlete to ever live?
He's not going to be forgotten. The guy is absolutely the greatest quarterback. He's the GOAT. He will never be forgotten. So to suggest that,
right.
You're looking for people to respond to you and affirm that you are the greatest quarterback.
But he also, I think part of Tom now and having the fact that he can say what he wants to say, I think what he likes to do now is he likes to, I don't want to say throw it in, but I will say throw in the faces of people that he is the greatest. Mm-hmm. That's why when he has the commercial and the guy goes, hey, Tom, we'll take you back. And then everybody's like, yeah, we would. He wants everybody to know, he is the man.
But talking about one of the quarterbacks that he did bring up, I sent in the group message last night, Mac Jones, a video of him I saw on Instagram where he's winking at opposing players in the Dolphins game.
Oh, man.
But did we like that? Did we not like that?
Sounds cocky.
I mean, I do guess you have to win a game if you're going to be winking at players.
We like that. Okay.
Yeah, we like that.
Landon Roberts is the middle linebacker. Maybe he was winking because he knew the middle linebacker was a Landon Roberts, and the guy that he replaced had no idea.
New nickname. I mean, I still prefer Maxos, but what about Wink Down King? What do you think about Wink Down King?
I kind of like it.
Do you like that?
That could be a good T-shirt.
All right.
And I want some of that Maxos in my dinner.
All right. We are at the WynnBET Sports Bar, which is now open here at the casino. And coming up, we'll hear what Tom E. Curran said, not only about Tom Brady, but also about your New England Patriots and Josh McDaniels and why everything may be okay this season. We'll get to that. And also Curtis calling for a judgment on a douche move, which we will get to coming up on today's Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
Talk has the power to save lives. Join WEEI on Thursday, September 23rd at 6 p.m. for I'm Listening.
A live two-hour show featuring some of the biggest names in music and sports and insight from some of the most respected mental health professionals. As we strive to destigmatize talking about mental health, you are not alone. Join us September 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m. for I'm Listening. Listen right here on WEEI and on the Odyssey app for more information. Visit imlistening.org. Presented by the Massachusetts Department of Mental Health.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.